Thank you for downloading the latest podcast from the Canada-Europe Transatlantic Dialogue, housed at Carleton University in Ottawa. The interviewees were in conversation with Helen Morris. For terms of use, please refer to the publication section of our website at www.canada-europe-dialogue.ca.
My name is Rob Hubert. I'm the Associate Director for the Centre for Military and Strategic Studies and with the Department of Political Science at the University of Calgary. One of my major research areas is on Arctic sovereignty and security and the transforming circumpolar relationships.
How would you depict the current EU-Canada relationship when it comes to the Arctic, and how has the relationship changed?
It used to be that the Canada-European Arctic nexus was relatively minor, with one or two exceptions. Canada, of course, had a commitment to get troops over to Norway in the event of a conflict during the Cold War. But generally, it was a non-starter. It was on other issues. What we're seeing now is, of course, that the Europeans are rediscovering the Arctic. They're discovering that they have a vast array of potential interests. And what you're seeing between Canada and the EU today is, of course, or the Europeans, to be more precise, is a bit of a dance in terms of how people get reacquainted in the region, how Canada has to deal with an area where, of course, it never had to worry about anyone ever showing up in terms of others, so to speak. And the Europeans are trying to figure out exactly what their true interests are in the Arctic.
What are the key tensions in this relationship, and what policy mechanisms can best manage these difficulties?
Well, the first tension is, of course, the Europeans are coming in and are being relatively assertive about their right to participate. Since Canada has had a lot of this area to itself, and even in the days when it wanted other participation was not able to do so, there's a little bit of getting used to each other, and that's just to be expected. However, we're starting to see major issue areas come to the forefront. One of them, of course, is going to be the security relationship. And this is the one, of course, is what is the role of NATO, and particularly Northern NATO, in regards to its future in the Arctic region? There is a diversity of views in terms of what it should be doing, and Canada and the European countries are still working that out. Some European countries obviously want a stronger NATO presence. These are the Baltic states, for example, that are very concerned about Russia. On the other hand, those European countries that are heavy importers of energy tend to want to take a more cooperative view with the Russians. Canada has, of late, been taking a somewhat more assertive, if not aggressive, role vis-a-vis Russia, probably in anticipation with the coming dispute we will have over the continental shelf extensions. The other issue, of course, that is going to be of critical importance is that of maritime navigation. Canada, of course, has extended its claim that the Northwest Passage is internal waters and therefore gives them the right of complete control over both maritime transportation and aerospace transportation in the region. The Europeans are increasingly taking a position similar to the Americans, and one can anticipate that this will, in fact, blow into a full-blown dispute, if not conflict, between the two countries, at least at the diplomatic level.
Thinking about the entire EU-Canada relationship, how significant is the Arctic? If you think about all the different political, economic dynamics of the EU-Canada relationship, how important is the Arctic to that?
The Arctic is going to be moved from an issue of almost non-existence to one that will be of central importance, if for no other reason of energy security. The Europeans, of course, are very sensitive to their dependency on Russia, would like to find alternative sources for energy, and not to say anything in terms of what may happen in the Middle East as the Arab Spring continues. And so access to energy and what that means as the ice retreats is going to be a central thought of European policy. Of course, Canada will play a critical role in that. The second issue, of course, coming down the pike is the issue of fisheries. As the ice melts, there is some thought that, in fact, that fish stocks and commercial fishing may, in fact, become possible. And that will also be a point of contention between the two countries. The third thing that flows from all this, of course, will be a desire on all to, of course, keep the area as cooperative as possible. But the increasing difficulty is going to be as these various interests diverge and go in opposite directions.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.